Young people trained as missionaries. The Vaudois Christians felt a solemn responsibility to let their light shine. By the power of God's word, they sought to break the bondage which Rome had imposed. The Vaudois ministers were to serve 3 years in some mission field before taking charge of a church at home, a fitting introduction to the pastor's life in times that tried men's souls. The youth saw before them, not earthly wealth and glory, but toil and danger and possibly a martyr's fate. The missionaries went out two and two, as Jesus sent forth his disciples. To have made known their mission would have ensured its defeat. Every minister possessed a knowledge of some trade or profession, and the missionaries prosecuted their work under cover of a secular calling, usually that of merchant or peddler. They carried silks, jewelry, and other articles, and were welcomed as merchants where they would have been spurned as missionaries. They secretly carried copies of the Bible, in whole or in part. Often an interest to read God's word was awakened, and some portion was left with those who desired it. With naked feet and garments coarse and travel stained, these missionaries passed through great cities and penetrated to distant lands. Churches sprang up in their path, and the blood of martyrs witnessed for the truth. Veiled and silent, the word of God was meeting a glad reception in the homes and hearts of men. The Waldenses believed that the end of all things was not far distant. As they studied the Bible, they were deeply impressed with their duty to make known to others its saving truths. They found comfort, hope, and peace in believing in Jesus. As the light made glad their hearts, they longed to shed its beams upon those in the darkness of papal error. Under the guidance of pope and priest, multitudes were taught to trust to their good works to save them. They were ever looking to themselves, their minds dwelling upon their sinful condition, afflicting soul and body, yet finding no relief. Thousands spent their lives in convent cells. By oft-repeated fasts and scourgings, by midnight vigils, by prostration upon cold, damp stones, by long pilgrimages, haunted with the fear of God's avenging wrath, many suffered on, until exhausted nature gave way. Without one ray of hope, they sank into the tomb.